sexy, spooky bones. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
And I am Rolando.
Hi, Rolando.
Hello, John.
Is that like eight layers deep about the meaning of this movie we're reviewing?
My baby. No, I'm just kidding.
Still don't know what movie we're reviewing yet. And welcome to the show. This week we review The Sect.
The Sect.
As always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll give our first thoughts. And then we go to a deep spoiler analysis. But John,
you know what? This movie totally could have been called The Sex also, and it would still make sense by the end of the movie.
Exactly. We have completed, I don't think we're going to watch any more of Michelle's
Suavies.
Suavies yeah. Movies, because this is the last one he directed. We did his trilogy, his unofficially loosely tied thematical religious trilogy. I don't know how stage fright
about
makes sense, but the church does.
I was gonna say about
and the sect does.
Holes in the earth, secret places, but under buildings.
I read that little factoid that it's his Argento considers this Suavi's like loosely connected religious trilogy. Oh. I'm just like,
so maybe not stage fright, but Cemetery Man, right? The church, the sex, Cemetery Man.
Oh, right? Cool, yeah.
So maybe not stage fright.
Yeah. They referred to stage fright. They did mention stage fright in the thing I read.
Also has a random place underneath the building that's full of water. Every one of these movies, I think, has a random place underneath the building full of water.
Now that we've seen all his movies, just all four of his movies, and we've seen them all on the show, so like, if you want to go back and listen to The Cemetery Man, I think we did that. You have to go maybe a couple years back. You can check that out by following us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your podcatcher of choice. But what I really, real quick, off the top of your head, put them in order. What's your favorite to your least favorite?
I think rank them. Number one's probably gonna be. I'm gonna go with Cemetery. I mean, Stage Fright. Stage Fright. Right. Cemetery Man. The Church. The Sect. Yeah. Yeah, yes. I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Stage Fright is just like the most
the correct
fun.
Answer. Yeah.
Cemetery.
No, I can hear arguments.
Really good movie, right? Just weird and doesn't make much sense.
I feel like that's his Hollywood movie, right? That's the one he didn't make in Germany or wherever the fuck this is taking place.
Yeah, he had Rupert Everett in it.
Yeah, I think that's like his mainstream. Look, you know what? I was watching The Sect. I had this thought. How interesting would it have been had this was what, like, this movie was reached around 91, right?
Yes.
Which, at the time, I think Hollywood should have, like, because for all intents and purposes, he's a very interesting visual filmmaker. Like,
he comes up with
crazy wild visuals, and he has definitely has, like, a style, and it's just very interesting. Stories are not always great. The movies are kind of rehashes of other movies. It just all feels like a bunch of mess sometimes.
Yeah.
And they all kind of drag. But I mean, for the most part, like, he's somebody who clearly has a lot of talent. How interesting would it have been if he was either given, in 1991, Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Ooh.
Or even a Friday the 13th.
I think he'd be pretty good at a Nightmare on Elm Street. Because I feel like that's kind of right up his alley.
I feel like at the time they were doing that Thorns thing where, like, Michael Myers was cult thing.
Oh yeah,
they were trying to like add that cult stuff with the Thorns whatever trilogy that they did. I almost feel like he could have easily taken whatever they had and turned it into something more palatable than what we got out of that series.
You know, maybe not like directing a Halloween movie, but not a Michael Myers movie. Like maybe directing another Season of the Witch style Halloween movie.
That would be interesting, yeah. I think at this time, I don't think they were taking like swings like that, you know, the franchise and everything. But yeah, I 100% agree. They just kind of give them a little more free reign. Because we did get that one movie I didn't like but you liked that was made by that one foreign director who shot most of the movie like porn, Halloween series.
Oh, Season of the Witch, yeah, 3.
No. It's the one where
the hand model Michael Myers.
The hand model one, and there's
the
like
the goofy
extended
cops.
Sex scene in it. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
The goofy cops that die off screen. Yeah, that one was really okay, funny. That movie's not good at all, but it was really funny.
I think they, like, just a thought. Like, I was thinking, like, okay, 1991, he easily could have taken any of these three fledgling franchises that were kind of, like, teetering. They were probably making their budgets back, but were, like, going nowhere as franchises. And easily could have done something, I think, at least interesting. Because he definitely... And I agree with you. Nightmare on Elm Street would probably be the most, like... direct correlation between director and material because of his style. You know, his style is very surreal and dreamlike.
Yeah.
So that would make the most obvious thing, but just that thought of, like, man, if they would have given him, like, Halloween or Friday the 13th, he could have, like, easily impressed in those two franchises.
Okay. Well, how would you feel about this? You know how, like, it was historically Stephen King and Romero doing Creepshow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, together, like a joint effort. Suave and Raimi. Doing Creepshow 3.
You know what? I felt a lot of influence in the sect.
Yeah.
Evil Dead. Like, I felt a little, yeah. A lot of, like, influence. I don't know if, like, I got to match up timelines, right? Because I think it, like, Sam Raimi was already doing his own thing.
But, yeah. Like, 91, Darkman came out, I think.
But they're definitely cut from the same cloth, right? That, like, Army in terms of, like, visual styles. Because I felt a lot of, like, hard POV camera movements in this one. This was, like, definitely where it's very noticeable, where he's, like, very, like, pushing and moving the camera in this movie. So yeah, I actually that thought did cross my mind that, hey, this is, I see a lot of, like, Evil Dead influence in this movie. Strangely. But that was not something I expected. Or even, like, in terms of the sect, a lot of, like, The Omen, obviously, right?
Yeah.
There's, I thought of Evil Dead. There just seems like a lot of, like, influences, a lot of, like, things he was taking from, like, American cinema or American horror cinema. So, but okay, I think we're way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
But
if there was, like, where could I listen to some sort of podcast about this?
I don't know. Shit. I'm just kidding. You can,
Siri, where can I listen to
our review of Cemetery Man on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice if you want to listen to all our thoughts of Michelle Savi.
And Rupert Everett, and comparing that performance to his Important in Being Earnest performance.
And you can see that we are now officially done with our tour of Italy, where everybody's family. Because yeah. I don't think we can find any more movies that are interesting.
I'm sure we could. Interesting, yeah. That's the hard part.
Let's not put a period on it. Let's just put a comma, and then we'll revisit it later if we find other Italian movies set in Germany. But yes, as of our next review, we'll be reviewing something completely different or the same. Plot wise,
yeah, we'll see what. Yeah. Who knows?
Tune in to find out.
The same exact thing.
All right, that was a lot of preamble, but all right, John, do you want to give us the plot of the sect in 5 words?
Johnny, 5 words. Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Coming in at number 3 for The Sect, Fulci presents Rosemary's Sect 2.
Rosemary's Baby, yeah, that's another
Baby foot. It's very, I'm realizing, like, Suave has got a little bit of a Fulci thing going on, right? It almost seems like sequels to movies. Anyway, coming in at number 2, The Delivery Stork's True Story.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And coming in at number 1, Tutorial on Bad Survival Instincts.
Yes.
This entire thing could have been avoided if our main character just had any sense.
Not to pick up random people off the road,
not to hit them. Yeah. Instead of taking them directly to a hospital, just take them directly back to your place. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. I think this was the hardest, for me, this was, like, the hardest one to get into.
Yeah.
Because of, like, how jarring, like, it's a very unfocused start of the movie. It takes, like, a good 15 minutes before we're, like, in the movie we're supposed to be in.
And then
it's just, like, a bunch of random shit happening.
Style over substance again, right? So there's a lot of really cool things that don't have anything to do with the movie, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly.
It did teach me one thing, though, that mealworms turn into those black beetles. I didn't know that.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I looked it up. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay.
That's crazy. Like, when this movie opened, and it's like this, it's supposed to be the 1970s California. There's, like, a group of hippies living out on their own, whatever, like, you know, off the path.
Very, what do you call it? Sort of wannabe Manson style group of hippies. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they kind of get massacred by this biker
gang?
Yeah,
question mark.
Who looks like Jesus in quotes Rolling Stone songs. I don't know what's going on. I guess the best
we could say is call them the sect, because that's what that's what they are.
They're, yeah, which is, they make it hilarious. How they tie this to where we end up is, I think, rather one of the funnier moments in the movie. And he's like this cult-like leader. His name's Damien. I'm just like, everything's just like super odd. Like, I was like, what is going on? Yeah. And it's just so disconnected. It's just so disconnected. So when we got to Frankfurt, when we got to Germany, I was like, oh, I'm home.
Yeah, there
this
we
is
go.
Where all my these, all these movies. I don't know what that shit was in California, but this is the movie. I'm in the movie now.
And we're following an old man named Mobius.
But no, not even that. We're still, there's that weird murder that happens where they cut up some woman. And I didn't quite understand. This was another, like, I thought, okay, great. I know where we are, I know what we're doing. And then there's like this random scene where this guy kills this woman and takes her heart. And then it's just like, what? I didn't even understand what the fuck this
I mean,
was.
There's also another, I don't think these are spoilers. There's like another part where they rip off some woman's face and then put it on somebody else.
That was a great scene. I thought of Hellraiser when I saw that.
I was like, this,
that
was excellent. But again, these are really, really cool scenes and moments in the movie. And I'm like, I'm failing to understand how this connects.
And there's like a very funny, that whole sequence is pretty funny too. But then, like, the real story begins, and we meet Miriam, who meets Mobius.
Who, important, very importantly, has a rabbit that likes to channel surf.
Yeah, I thought there was, like, allusions to, like,
murder. No,
I kind of thought, like, okay, well, is this supposed to be, like, some reference to, like, Alice in Wonderland? And then the rabbit started changing channels, and started looking at TV, and started looking at magicians, and I'm like,
and what does that have to do with the movie? Nothing.
Or everything. Nobody knows.
Then the rabbit pushes somebody off a ladder at one point. Like, and then the rabbit disappears.
It's like Finding Python level. Yeah, Holy Grail. 100%.
Along with a killer face rag.
That's exactly. God, it's so funny. Yeah, I mean, like, we meet Miriam, who's like the school teacher, and she
hold on.
An old man.
I need to. Yes. I was like trying to. I wanted to read a couple of reviews. I was watching the movie. Like, did people really? How much did people like this movie? And one guy was like, Miriam, who is a sexy school teacher for kindergarten kids. I'm like, sexy? Where is he fucking getting this from? What is going on? Like, his review was like, she's still a strong woman. I'm like, what? Like, this is a paid review. Business casual kindergarten uniform.
I did read somewhere, maybe it was IMDb, that was an allusion to Hitchcock. It was like one of his Rear Window or Birds. You know how they wear, like, one of them has that, like, suit, that colored suit, Psycho or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It was that's what that suit was supposed to be, I think. That's what I read.
Interesting.
The outfit.
So her bedroom, which has like a twin bed, and
that's a budget thing.
Looked like she hadn't updated its decoration since she was like 8 years old. Was that also like a Hitchcock reference? I was so distracted looking around that bedroom. Like, this looks like a child lives here. I wonder if this is like they rented somebody's house and we need to use your daughter's room. And they said, you can't move anything though.
You have 5 hours. The design of the room was, now that you mention it, off.
Everything about off. It was off.
Well, I thought it, you know, I would make the argument that it, to me, it invoked kind of like this innocent, childlike, very childlike, right? Like, idealistic view of, you know, just to kind of invoke kind of like empathy or sympathy for that character, Miriam.
I feel like all it did was make me think there was some sort of arrested development. And then maybe that's why she teaches kindergarten.
Yeah.
She's definitely
I think she had like
a man in yellow wearing a young woman's skin.
No, spoilers.
No, but, episode 2 is already out.
Oh, true. And then they have the rabbit, which is kind of like innocent.
Yeah.
Ish, you know, I thought all that kind of like, that's what I got from it. That's what I thought they were communicating in those scenes, like that it's like this like innocence to it,
because she is,
you know,
like insanely naive, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Like everything they taught you in school about stranger danger, she just does not know that.
I thought she knew this guy. This is where I kind of got lost.
Yeah.
This is the moment, 20 minutes in, I was getting lost. Because I was like, I thought she knew this guy.
No.
She didn't know this guy, but she...
She just almost hit him.
She just almost hit him.
Yeah.
And then decided to take care of him.
Because he fainted in the middle of the road.
Yes.
So she was like, I can take it to the hospital. And she did like the one thing you're not supposed to do, which is move a body. And then he was like, no, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And she's like, oh, just spend the night at my place. I'm begging you. Like, what? Yeah. What awful porn am I watching right now? I don't want to see this. Just kidding.
The way it acted, it was kind of like they knew each other, but then like maybe she knew him before, but she didn't know him. You know, Spilswavi is victim of this also in stage fright when they go to a psych ward for knee pain, right?
Yeah.
So I
guess to be fair, it's because he kept mentioning that all these like random things, like knew her name and knew this and knew that, but always chalked it up to like, oh, your ID right here, or oh, I saw the picture back here.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
Stuff like, oh man, this place hasn't changed a bit. She's like, oh, you've been here before? Like, not concerned at all.
Yeah, this is a hard, this
was, I was
a
having
tough,
a hard time with this movie,
confusing
too.
Yeah, this first half of this movie is kind of like,
and then
all over the place.
Then it gets bonkers, kind of like the church.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a huge fan of this ending.
No, I think honestly, this first 20 minutes, the really confusing part is the strongest stuff about the movie, and then it kind of quickly falls apart.
Because like the dreams and all that, everything cool, but I don't think it had anything to do with the movie, or maybe the symbolism was just so deep I didn't get it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's some very cool imagery with like the giant dress spread out over a
and
field.
Then her legs are like 100 feet long.
100 feet. Yeah, I thought that was all like, that's why I thought Alice in Wonderland. Okay, we're doing Alice in Wonderland because the rabbit.
It's because Nightmare on Elm Street, right? The
Nightmare
extended
Elm Street,
arms. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like,
maybe
a stork.
He was influenced by that.
Sure. I don't know. Maybe. It did, to me, it kind of read that way. She's blonde, Alice. I mean, it kind of made sense. But that's where the parallels kind of stop, right? Because then, yeah, there's like hidden tunnel beneath her house. There's like catacombs, because there's just like random catacombs under Miss Miriam's house. So I don't know. Wasn't a super fan of like the rest of this movie either.
No, it just didn't like at one point, this tunnel that they find underneath the house, which mind you, we gotta, I guess, explain that this is like sort of like a cabinish style house in a village that's like 20 minutes outside of any regular town.
Right. Yeah.
And they finally find like this old man is just kind of, he dies. and then somehow this is unlocking a bunch of things, like, oh, there's a secret tunnel underneath your house that you never knew about. And it goes down there, and I feel like it changes what it leads to every single time they go down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At one point it leads out into the middle of the woods. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. No, yeah, but okay.
None of this movie made sense. Yeah. Like, and what they're actually trying to execute.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to get into spoilers?
Sure. I was going to say, I read another review where some guy said, I saw this when it premiered at like something like Sundance or something like that. And he said, Michael Suave was right
bragging
next
about
to me.
That?
Yeah. Michael Suave was right next to me, and everybody stood and cheered. And I thanked him or said, congratulations on such a great movie. And he said, thank you. And he left. I'm like, I hope that's a true story, because if not, that's the lamest fucking thing you've ever made up in your life, sir. Like, what a weird thing to make up. Everybody clapped.
Is it though?
He left. He left.
He left? Why did he leave? He didn't like, want to be applauded?
I don't know. But can you imagine, like, trying to brag about this at a party, scoping? Right? At a random party,
oh,
going like, yeah,
yeah,
I met Michel Suave at when he did his movie The Sect. They're like, who?
I think that would only appeal to us.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's honest. Cool. Yeah.
That, yeah. Did you ask him about stage fright?
Yeah. You mean the guy with the metal mask and demons? That's awesome. Plays a cop exactly. In two of his four films?
It's true. He loves a lot. Alrighty. Let's go to spoiler show. Okay.
Wait! No, no, no. Stop, stop, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers.
It's an Antichrist movie.
Yeah.
Hey.
Old man's the leader of this biker gang.
Did you know it was an Antichrist movie when the stork ate her neck and raped her?
The stork ate away at the mealworms pouring out of her neck, which was not a dream sequence, apparently. So, and this whole thing about like 9 months is going to feel like 9 seconds. And it was like, because it was 9 seconds. Things are happening in real time.
But we get Antichrist.
Really funny. Oh, like,
she's the chosen one.
I don't say this lightly, which that's another very Sam Raimi thing, right? Some sort of weird rape scene.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And I don't say this lightly because I don't want to say, oh, rape's funny, but man, what a weird, goofy fucking... It's like a stork, which is obviously not a real stork, and you can see like a stick puppeteering the stork to like...
Move up and down.
While it's eating like it's the mealworms. Yeah, but like very clearly, yeah. Like, I was like, what? And then she gives birth in 9 seconds.
This is the money shot. This is where they blew the budget. this is it, John. They clearly cut corners everywhere else.
Yeah. They actually have to rip off a real person's face. One of the goofs, okay. Apparently in IMDb, one guy said, like, they tear a woman's face off who is young and beautiful and put it onto the old man's face so he can live again. But clearly that's not her face, as the new face is wrinkly and old. I'm like, come on, guy, what is this? I'm just going to start putting goofs like that so I can...
Yeah, those obvious observations.
Obviously, yeah. This isn't a real stork, as a stork would be. Didn't he have like a little bit smaller.
Did he have like a bird body as well? That was awesome, dude. That was like, what am I watching, dude? We're definitely
like old man breaks into breaks into her bedroom, maybe
puts a bug up her nose,
question mark. Yeah, puts a black beetle up her nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what produces the mealworms in her neck, I'm assuming.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
sure.
And yeah, and the bird I think is Antichrist, the devil. That's right.
It's here. The delivery system, right? Because we all depend on the stork to bring us babies.
Yeah.
We just didn't know how the babies were made until now.
The stork.
The stork, yeah.
A lot of women.
It's bad. It's bad out there.
It's like a grim fairy tale version of storks or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what happens. So then she decides to try to... Yeah. Kill the baby, right? By setting herself on fire.
One of my absolutely favorite, real quick, funniest scenes. So how they tie Damien, our cult leader that was in California, is he shows up at Miriam's house.
In Frankfurt, Germany.
In Frankfurt, Germany. It says like, oh, we're the American sect.
I like how they do everything by the book though, right? They had to find through a lot of
paperwork.
Red tape and paperwork. Yeah. To bring over their motorcycles to Germany.
Absolutely stunning how they tied this all together, dude. Impressive.
Leave no...
The American sect of this cult is over in Germany now.
No ties will be loose in this movie.
Everything has to make sense.
Yeah.
Bravo. Bravo, Michel Zawabi. Bravo, bro. You did it. You made everything work.
But I also like that she's got kind of like a boyfriend, right? Sort of.
Yeah.
And he ends up seeing that they're doing horrible stuff and she's trying to run and back through the tunnel to go warn her. And this is where the rabbit pushes him off the ladder. And then he comes back and he's like, possessed, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he gets in a car accident, right? With her. And I think that's where they take her. And then his last bit of thing is like, he blows up one of the bikers, which, right. Which Damien is like, tells one of the other bikers, like, oh, you know what you have to do or whatever. And like, gives him a big kiss on the mouth. And it's just like beards. And then he goes and takes his sweet time trying to shoot this guy in the head. And he has some sort of canister of fluid. I didn't understand that, but everything blows up. And this fire, according to the timeline, because while all this is happening, they have done a long ritual, dipped her into the water in that tunnel. And
did you know
came back
that
up.
Is, yeah? Did you know that, that's supposed to be a gateway to hell?
That makes sense. Oh, I think they mentioned that kind of, I think.
Yeah, they do.
And then she comes back up, she gives birth, they have a whole conversation about the baby, mm-hmm. and then they go back to the boyfriend that's stuck in the car or outside the car with the fire going on. So this all has to be happening within like a couple hours, I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah.
Blows up one of the bikers. They come back out and Damien tells Mobius, we should get out of here before the cops show up. And he's like, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay. And then she goes, runs, grabs the baby, and tries to set herself on fire with the blown up car. Mobius tries to go in there also. They all die, seemingly, as the biker gang just disperses. They're like, well, I guess there's no point in our lives anymore. We're just going to go back to America. That's what I assume happened.
This is way out of our jurisdiction. We got to go back.
And it's, amongst other things, like the medical staff in this movie all have like silky scrubs and stuff like that, which can't be sanitary. But the firemen and the cops are dousing out the flames of the charred bodies and realize that her charred exterior is coming off and she's still alive. Mm-hmm. And they're just staring at a naked woman. And I was like, I couldn't get over the fact that there's like a group of like 10 men just staring at this naked woman and they keep dousing her with the hose. Did you pay attention to that? They're like dousing her with this like fire hose. And it's just, they're all like, come look at this. There's a naked woman. Like nobody's running to like cover her or like take her out of the this like crazy mess of dead bodies.
Yeah.
And then she's like, he protected me. He protected me because I'm his mother. And he loved me. And then that's how the movie ends.
Ah, but you forget. There was a last shot of an eagle. So the Antichrist turned into an eagle.
Well, that could have been Jesus, right? Like the Antichrist is a stork and Jesus is an eagle.
They what's
from America. Bald eagle.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. There's sure. The child, it says here the child transforms, symbolizes transformation into an eagle flying away.
Okay.
I like this. It's like it says here, endings interpretation. Evil is impurely evil. The Antichrist saved his mother. Love exists even in something born out of evil.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. saying my least favorite of the four movies.
I would say this is probably the messiest one out of all of them. The least coherent, and they get wildly incoherent at times, these movies. Just simple, like, logical things that... Simple, logical, like, human behavior things he gets wrong.
So maybe that story is true.
A trend.
Michelle Suave left the theater going like, man, I fucked this one up. I don't think I'm going to direct another movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's some cool ideas here, you know?
There's definitely, like, again, style over substance, right? There's
atmosphere, there's eeriness, there's, like, dreamlike stuff, there's unsettling imagery, there's, like, as much as we're laughing at the bird and the bugs and all the stuff, the impregnation stuff, I don't know. That, to me, that stuff, like, was at least, it was really good, but it was, like, few and far between, right? It wasn't always, like, there.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, it was, like, narratively messy and confusing, and there's, like, very thin character development, random things happen, like, at the, like, when he's all like, oh, Mobius, I'm your dad, to her.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
I don't know. It was frustrating at times, I guess. Alrighty. Do you have any other thoughts before we rate the movie?
Nah, let's rate it.
All right, John. How many sexy spooky bones do you want to give the sect?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give?
Don't do that. Just rate the movie. You know what? One more thing. This movie was way too long. I'm going to give The Sect 4.5 sexy spooky bones.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about there too. I think that it could be, this movie was very kind of frustrating in its logic.
Yeah.
But like a lot of this work, it's, you know, there was a lot of like interesting weirdness, atmosphere, you know, visuals and stuff like that. But
it's like I could probably recommend The Church. I don't think I'd recommend this movie to anybody, to be honest.
And I feel like one of the biggest flaws for me personally is that it just felt like too many other movies they're ripping off.
Yeah.
I didn't really see enough of original idea here. Too many, like, this feels like The Omen, and this feels like Rosemary's Baby, and this feels like,
was like too... That movie about the biker gang that was terrorizing those people camping, right? The 1970.
Oh, Ride with the Devil.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just it didn't quite nail This is probably, to me, his least successful effort. Like, too much. It was, like, too much. Not enough cohesion. But I guess they all can't be winning. All right, John. All right, guys, gals, I'm Binary Pals. Thank you for listening, and as always,
stay spooky, and don't visit Germany. Mm-hmm.